Greetings in Jesus' name and welcome. Thank you for joining us today. We will be reading out of Psalm 34. It is a beautiful psalm and a song of praise to the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him, and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. So what we've read so far might give us the impression that those who seek the Lord and fear him, that things always go well for them. In verse 10 it said, those who seek the Lord shall not lack in any good thing. And in verse 17, it says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. But now in verse 19, he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And so we have scripture to encourage us that the righteous have afflictions also. Having an easy life is not a sign of righteousness. The Bible says here, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So in the end, if we are faithful, the Lord will deliver us out of the afflictions. Verse 20, he guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. And the last verse, so beautiful. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Speaking, I believe, of the salvation and the redemption that we can have in Jesus Christ, spoken long before the birth and the coming of Jesus. I'll read that last verse again. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, redeems them from sin, redeems them from death, gives them life, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Thank you, Lord, for that promise. May God bless you.